This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said terrorism in any form or its manifestation cannot be justified or condoned. In his remarks at the ongoing Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO summit in Astana, Kazakhstan, he stressed to take proactive steps to prevent the spread of radicalization among youth. Mr. Modi's remarks were delivered by External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, who was present at the summit. The Prime Minister said the meeting is taking place in the backdrop of the pandemic impact, ongoing conflicts and increasing number of hotspots around the world. The SCO gathering is aimed at finding common ground to mitigate the consequences of these developments. Listing the various events organized by India during its SCO presidency, such as Millet Food Festival, SCO Film Festival, SCO Surajkund Craft Mela, SCO Think Tanks Conference and International Conference on Shared Buddhist Heritage, Mr. Modi affirmed India's support for similar endeavours by others. Highlighting the issue of climate change, Mr. Modi said that work is being done towards achieving committed reduction in emissions. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on an official visit to Russia on the 8th and 9th of this month. The External Affairs Ministry said that Mr. Modi will be in Moscow at the invitation of Russian President Vladimir Putin to hold the 22nd India-Russia Annual Summit. The two leaders are also scheduled to hold discussion on contemporary, regional and global issues of mutual interest. Prime Minister Modi will then travel to Austria on the 9th and 10th of the month. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today emphasized the significant role drones can play in India's development, particularly in agriculture and weather monitoring. Speaking at the International Innovation Conclave in New Delhi, Mr. Goyal stated that the central government is committed to promoting drone technology. He mentioned that the production-linked incentive scheme provides a kickstart to growth acceleration of the drone industry. The minister said that the government is determined to support and give the necessary impetus to industry bodies to ensure the sector's self-reliance. Mr. Goyal highlighted Prime Minister Modi's vision to operate with three times the speed and energy to make India the world's third largest economy during the current government's third term. Jharkhand Mukti Morcha leader Hemant Soren today took oath as new Chief Minister of Jharkhand. Hemant Soren took oath as Chief Minister of Jharkhand for the third time, 5 days after being released on bail by the High Court in an alleged money laundering case. The Governor, Dr. C.P. Radhakrishnan, administered the oath of office and secrecy to Hemant Soren. After taking oath, Mr. Soren said, development work in the state will be sped up. Chief Minister Hemant Soren will constitute his cabinet very soon and new ministers will be administered the oath. New faces are likely to be included in the cabinet. The two-day Global India AI Summit 2024 concluded at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. The two-day summit featured a diverse array of sessions designed to delve deep into critical aspects of AI application, governance and for nurturing talent and scaling AI innovations. Electronics and IT Ministry said 12,000 global artificial intelligence experts and practitioners and delegates from 50 countries attended the summit. Niti Aayog today launched a nationwide campaign, namely Sampurnata Abhiyan, with a focus to attain saturation in 12 key social sector indicators in 500 aspirational blocks and 112 aspirational districts. And a heartwarming homecoming awaited the T20 World Cup winning Indian cricket team as they returned back early this morning. Cheering fans greeted the team as they landed in Delhi. The victorious team also met Prime Minister Narendra Modi and shared their experiences. The champions reached Mumbai to a frenzy of fans who had lined up the streets from Nariman Point to the iconic Wankhede Stadium for the victory parade in an open-deck bus. And that is the end of this news bulletin.